This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra taking a look at our next story. This one, Uma, taking a look at a key decision here at the High Court. Today was a day where the High Court was to decide whether a Buddhist man could nullify the conversion of his two children into Islam, which was done without his consent under allegedly dubious circumstances. And the context of today's verdict was that it would be the first for a judicial review against the unilateral conversion of children. This is, you know, following the federal court's landmark ruling in January that overturned the conversion of Hindu mother M. Indira Gandhi's three kids into Islam.
Correct. So just to give you a little bit of history, last month the Court of Appeal decided that Shahjahanpur-based ethnic Chinese businessman Tan, this is not his real name, this is as reported in the Malay Mail, had sole custody of his converted children. His lawyer, Hani Tan, is hopeful that this will positively affect future decisions that is made by the court, right?
Right. So the decision was that the High Court quashed the unilateral conversion to Islam of the two young children born to a woman who later embraced Islam and her Buddhist ex-husband. In the decision, High Court Judge Dato Aziza Nawawi said she is bound by the federal court's landmark ruling in the M. Indira Gandhi case.
I think this is a step in the right direction because obviously, with regards to cases like this, context is important and the law has to take that into consideration, right? The Indira Gandhi case was a tragic one, and not just because of the plight of the mother, but tragic because of the political implications and how little effort was put in by the authorities, including the police force, in tracking down the father and the missing children, all because there was no political will to do so, right?
Yeah.
I read this online, and I can't remember who said it, but a friend of mine had posted on Facebook, and I think it's a very pertinent statement. She had said, when people have little in life, they should have a lot with regards to the law.
Right, right. And, you know, let's cross over right now to Matt Wong, one of the lawyers who represented the father who challenged the unilateral conversion of his two children. Matt, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the program. And in the context of today, congratulations on the decision. Talk to us about the events that led up to the court's decision today. Was it an unexpected turn of events?
I think it may not be expected because of how long the matter has been going on. I think it started in June of 2016, and then everyone is just anticipating what's going to happen today, and we're really unsure of what decision is going to be given by the judge. So that is why it's unexpected. But then, to us, we're really delighted that this actually happened, because it actually bodes really well for child rights in Malaysia, and it shows the commitment to CRC, and especially when it actually addresses specifically the freedom of religion for children in Malaysia.
Talk to us about the atmosphere in court when the judge delivered her deliberations. How was the response?
I think it was a very short decision delivered by the judge. So what the judge said was that she's bound by the federal court decision of Indira Gandhi. So when it was given, I think everyone was in shock. Yeah, I would say that. So it was really quick, and that's the end of it. And until Sulaiman actually stood up and asked for a stay of the decision of the judge.
Now, Matt, would you say that this is a good sign for other parents in similar situations and circumstances, or would those cases still depend on other factors?
Yes, I would say that it is a right direction, and it is a good judicial message given by the court that after Indira Gandhi, I think as far as I know, this may be the first case after Indira Gandhi. So it is actually testing on the principles given in Indira Gandhi's case on whether or not conversion can be valid when it is only done unilaterally. And today's decision, it shows very clear that Indira Gandhi is still binding, and that if you want to convert the children, you will need consent from both parents. And so that sends a very clear message. And it is actually very crucial, especially in the area of freedom of religion and the voice of the children, when it says that parents should not unilaterally convert the child.
So what do you think? Does this signal that the government is progressing towards a ban of unilateral conversions?
That I would not be able to comment, because I think when the amendments were being tabled, that was the previous government. So let's hope for Malaysia Baru, then this could be the direction that the government is going for, you know, about prioritizing the rights of the child and also championing freedom of religion and things like that.
And Matt, what happens next after this?
It's very likely that the respondents are going to appeal against the decision, and so it will go on to a court of appeal and very likely the federal court.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us, and congratulations again on today's decision at the High Court. That was Matt Wong, one of the lawyers who is part of the legal team that today successfully helped a father nullify the unilateral conversion of his two children.
Yeah, it feels like a step in the right direction. You know, I don't think anyone is questioning the role of Islam in the country,
right,
or, you know, the who can convert and who can't. But these are clear miscarriages of justice.
Yeah,
right?
And not looking at the interests of the children as a primary focus.
Correct.
Folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.